Locker room chats continue here on KMZA 92.1, talking high school basketball, and it's Valley Heights time with girls head coach Jordan Brocksterman. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, your team continues to cruise. Another big win on a Tuesday night, first of the new year. You win at home against Washington County, 51-23. How pleased were you with your team's performance out of the break?
I thought we did some things well. I think we applied some of the things that we've been working on in practice to the game on Tuesday, and overall we took care of business and played fairly well in that game, so it was a nice way to come out of our break.
Team sitting undefeated right now, 6-0, but obviously from a coaching perspective you always find some things to improve upon and know there are some things that you need to improve on. You know, at this point, you know, you get a game against Troy tomorrow night, but in terms of this key stretch coming up before the TVL tournament, what are some things you're looking to improve on?
Well, we're always working defensively in practice. We put a huge focus and emphasis on that. But, and I do think we need to improve there. But in terms of things I'd like to see us do a little better is maybe some on-court decision-making and kind of some ball security a little bit here and there. But and that's kind of in stretches in games. So if we kind of clean up and play an entire clean game, I think we could be all right. But just notice some things here and there in stretches of games where, that need improvement. We've kind of been working to address those things.
Next couple of weeks are going to be pretty wild, of course. You know, here starting tomorrow night with a game against Troy, you got a couple of games next week, Minneapolis, Rossville, a couple of non-league games. Then, of course, the TVL tournament gets going in less than 2 weeks as well. So how important of a stretch is this, I guess, leading up to that TVL tournament with these next three games or so in about a seven-day stretch?
Well, I think it should prep us well for what the tournament should feel like. And, you know, I think the girls like, they definitely like playing the games more than they like practicing. To them, it's exciting. But in terms of the games that we have, I think they're good games to kind of get us ready for the tournament. Troy is a much improved team and is playing well this year. And then next week playing Minneapolis and Rossville, they're going to be really challenging games. Both teams have nice records and are skilled in different areas and pose some different looks, or will give us some different looks that we need to see before we start seeing the rest of our league. So I like the schedule. I like it and think it will prep us well for the league tournament.
Well, let's talk about the game tomorrow night. You get Troy. That game will be at home. Right now, Troy's sitting at 2-3. They're 2-1 right now in TVL play, their last game out. They got a nice win over Clifton Clyde in overtime. But you get a Troy team right now sitting at 2-3. What kind of challenges do they present tomorrow night?
I think Troy's a good-looking team on film, and they have you know, some nice athletes, a nice guard play, and some decent shooters. And I think they've developed over the years, and they're having a good season. They look a lot better. So we're going to have to be on our A game and approach every game like it's really important. And Troy is going to be just that, being a league game. So Troy's much improved, and they've got some good ball handlers, and we'll try to see what we can do to kind of speed them up a little bit. But yeah, they're a challenge that we'll be presented with, and hopefully the girls are ready to roll.
That's Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brocksterman joining us here. Our locker room chats on KMZA, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Valley Heights hosting Troy tomorrow night in a TVL showdown before a couple of non-league games next week against Minneapolis and Rossville prior to the TVL tournament. Coach, appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night against Troy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you.